people in your neighborhood, brought to you by Potsdam State Farm Insurance and by May Adam Law Firm.
For over 100 years, State Farm Insurance has been there to help whenever you need them. The team at Potsdam State Farm is your Central South Dakota good neighbor. While technology may have changed, you can always expect top-notch customer service from Potsdam State Farm. They'll take care of your insurance and financial needs, where good neighbor service is their continued priority. Potsdam State Farm Insurance, with offices in Pierre and Gregory. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. Their skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, and personal injury. They're able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm in Pierre, since 1881.
Are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day?
And it is time for People in Your Neighborhood here on KGFX. And this morning I'm talking with George and John with the Pierre Ducks Unlimited. They've got their annual dinner coming up on Thursday the 19th. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning. To be here.
So tell me a little bit more about the Pierre chapter of Ducks Unlimited, kind of how it got started and what we do for the youth around the area.
Well, it's been going on for a lot longer than John and I have been in Pierre.
Indeed.
But it's always been a popular place for people to meet and have a little fun and raise money for Ducks Unlimited, which goes back into waterfowl and wetlands habitat throughout Canada, North and South Dakota. Great projects, been doing a fantastic job. They've got some, really hitting some milestones. I just read where this year, for the first time, Ducks Unlimited had 1 million acres of habitat restored in 1 year. 1 year. And the total is just astounding. They're really making an impact on duck populations.
Well, and that's interesting because, you know, here in South Dakota, we always think about the other state bird that folks like to hunt around here. But ducks still very, very popular. Tell me a little bit more, though, about the annual dinner that's going to be coming up on Thursday and the funds that are being raised and how they're going to help the local area.
Sure. Well, we'd certainly encourage people to come out. It's a fun event. We try and keep it fun. We try and keep it moving. There's everything from a live auction to a silent auction. We've got a whole bunch of games, just all kinds of fun games and raffle boards and pick a card games and things like that. So it's a lot of fun. We got a youth. We're doing things for kids. There's always a lot of kids and ladies that show up for this. And it's a family event. Nobody has to worry about bringing their kids to an event like the DU banquets. We're going to have a good meal and a lot of camaraderie. And a lot of people you get to see around town and maybe you don't know too well show up for this. It's a fun event. It's always during the winter when there's not a lot going on. So bring your kids, bring your wife. Just come and have a good time. Make it a date night. How's that?
Kind of a belated Valentine's Day for some of us that like to
work.
Think that way.
That'll work for me.
So so where's the dinner being held? What time does it start, and what's the cost to it?
Okay, it's at Drifters. We've made a change. We had it at another location for a number of years, but we just felt that Drifters would be a little more conducive to a nice banquet. And it's a Drifters in Fort Pierre. Doors open at 5:30. We'll have everything set up, and we'll have the games going. What's the cost? I think the cost is $55 for a single. We've got a youth for $15, a couple for $75, and that includes a membership in DU. You get a beautiful monthly magazine from DU that's just great, excellent photos, great how-to tips. Gear section, you name it. If you like to hunt waterfowl or are interested in wetland birds, it's really an amazing book, amazing magazine that comes. A lot of dog articles on how to train your dog and so forth. And that's the one magazine I get. I read cover to cover every time. So let's see, what did I miss there? I think that kind of covers it. Oh, we have an early bird. If you go online, which is really easy, just Google ducks.org, and it'll take you to their homepage, and then you just type in your location for an event, and bam, Pier just pops up, and you can join. You can buy a ticket right there. We do give away a gun for anybody who registers early and buys a ticket early. I have to be 24 hours in advance, but we'll draw a gun for everybody who does.
And now, John, we've been talking about the magazine that you guys get every month, and I see you've got an article here that highlights South Dakota. Is that something that they do every month, is kind of highlight a different state?
The DU magazine does, by flyways in our country, talk about a lot of projects they do in numerous states. Of course, we're focused on South Dakota, and I can tell you that last year in 2025, the numerous DU events held all across our state raised $1 million. But last year in 2025, DU spent $16 million right here in South Dakota on wetland enhancement projects, grassland improvement enhancement projects on both private and public land. A total of 148 projects were completed last year just in South Dakota, for a total of around $16 million. And so DU does an incredible amount of habitat work, and it benefits all forms of wildlife, not just ducks. Yeah, they focus on waterfowl, but their habitat work benefits big game, small game, insects, reptiles, everything you can think of, just because they create great habitat when they do a job.
Absolutely. Now, again, tell me a little bit more about what the local chapter does to help our local youth, whether it's from like firearm safety, or do you guys put on clinics to help kids identify different ducks around the state and practice good sportsmanship?
Well, we emphasize kids and getting kids involved, for example, in the banquets. We also have, part of the magazine is devoted on, how do you take young people to hunting? How do you get them involved in hunting? It's hard to do because you actually have to mentor somebody. You have to take them out with you. I've got five grandkids, and so far four of them have been out hunting with me. One of them's an avid waterfowl hunter already. He's hooked. We had him just out goose hunting just the other day, and he had a great goose hunt and shot some geese and thoroughly enjoys it. But we try and emphasize on ways to for people to take their own kids out, take the neighbor kid out, mentor a kid. And that's what it takes to get them out in the outdoors, making a nice, easy hunt for them. Even start off with dove hunting, which is a migratory bird. You could take little kids out dove hunting and take a few little toys for them to play with. It's warm. They're going to see some action. They're going to see some doves. And it's a great way to introduce kids to duck hunting. Duck hunting is kind of a fun sport because you could sit a kid down. You're not out there tromping the bushes and they're trying to keep up with you and everything else. And a pheasant's kind of a difficult bird for a kid to shoot. But a duck, they come into you, okay? Ideally, you set decoys out and they come right into you, and you can have a kid, you can help him, you can tell him, okay, here comes a drake mallard, or here comes a gadwall or a teal. And boy, when they first shoot their first duck, they're just on cloud nine. I've seen it happen, and they're just elated. They remember that the rest of their lives. And they're hooked. They want to hunt. It's a great outdoor activity for families.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up this morning, of course, the annual dinner taking place on Thursday over at Drifters. Doors opening at 5:30. You can get details online at drgnews.com. Head to our community calendar. You can buy tickets by going to 605ducks.com. Gentlemen, anything else we want to leave folks with this morning?
No, just come to the banquet, have some fun. Hopefully you'll win a gun. Who knows? I mean, there's a lot of games that go on and a lot of things, really nice items that you can purchase or bid on.
Yeah, and talking with John and George this morning with the Pier chapter of Ducks Unlimited. Again, they have their annual dinner coming up on Thursday here on People in Your Neighborhood. People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by Potsdam State Farm Insurance and by May Adam Law Firm.